Hello, Rich and Gino here. Today, we are discussing how to buy your first apartment complex. Gang, we just did a podcast with Bigger Pockets. And prior to the show, one of the producers said 40% of their community was still waiting on the sidelines to do their first deal. I was blown away by that because there's so many people active on that site. Now, why are so many people on the sidelines? What causes this? Now, we've always said that clarity will set you free as an entrepreneur. And here at Jake and Gino, we create multifamily entrepreneurs. So what does clarity look like when chasing down that first deal? Fortunately for you, we have my multifamily mentor on the show today, the same guy that enabled me to quit my job and become a full-time real estate investor. So Mr. G-Daddy, welcome and answer the question, how should folks go about buying their first apartment deal?
Mr. Stenziano, you quit before I did. You'll always have that on me. You left the job before I
quitter.
Did. So, you know how Jake left? He quit, fired his boss at a Taco Bell, everybody. Write that one down. Stick that in your pipe and smoke. And so,
you chalupas.
That's the amazing thing about multifamily. I got the book here. Anybody wants to hit me up, this is really where you should start. It's education times action equals results. I'm holding up the Wheelbarrow Profits book. Hit me up, Gino at jakeandgino.com to get a free PDF copy. I'll send one by email to you. And it's really important because once again, it's education times action equals results. And we've got one of the best multifamily mentorships out there. If you want to sign up, we will dramatically shorten the learning curve. Just joking. For those of you out there that haven't started yet, you got to go out there. You really
He's not
do
kidding.
You got to do a lot of due diligence. But for Jake and myself, the reason why we created Jake and Gino was really to dramatically cut that learning curve. Because for the two of us, we're two jabronis. It took us 18 months to find that first deal. It took forever. But as we were on Josh Felber's podcast last week, talking about that momentum, once you get the momentum going, all of a sudden things start changing. People start taking you seriously. Now, I wish we had buy right, manage right, and finance right. That's what we talk about in Wheelbarrow Profits. You really need a framework. When you're starting to do something and you're starting something new, it's hard just to go out there and you're scattered. Now, we're talking about buying your first multifamily. So let's dive into the buy right framework real quick, everybody. The buy right framework. What you need to do is understand what is a deal for you. A deal for Jake and Gino right now may not be the same type of deal for you. You need to really hone in on your market. Focus on one market when you're doing your very first deal. Try not to be in five or six different markets when you're first starting out. You need focus. You need to learn and become a master of that market for two reasons. You need to really start networking with the brokers, number one, and getting brokers sending you deals and doing property tours. And number two, you need to understand how to underwrite. You need to understand the numbers in that market. So it's really, really important that you set up that first part of the market. Select that market. I think the next part is, what is your buy right criteria? And it's really important that you set up and start looking at what type of assets you want to buy. We have the three pillars of real estate. I'm not going to get into that, but it really coincides with that first pillar of market cycle. As the market cycles, your criteria is going to change. Back in 2013, when we first started out, Jake and I, we were buying older assets. They were cheaper and there was more of a value add component. Now, in this part of the market cycle, we love assets that are newer. There's less capital expenditures involved. And we do something called valuation through operation, not just renovation. We're going in there, buying these mom and pops, 12 unit, 40 unit, 21 unit. We have a 25 unit we closed in December. We're looking at a 60 unit right now. They're vastly under rented. The NOI, not even just rents, we're talking about the operations of the asset itself. So we're not just going in there trying to renovate these assets. We're looking in there, see if we can add amenities to them. We can see if we can cut the expenses. So we're doing valuation through the operation of the asset. But our buy right criteria is also important. Like I said, we're looking for newer assets, assets that have amenities like washer dryers. We're looking for a specific type of median income. Look at whatever median income you're comfortable with. For us, we're looking for at least $50,000 in median income. We want a resident base that can pay and a resident base that's not challenged when it comes to a recession. That's really, really important for us. And also number of units, the location of the market. We want, you know, markets where we're buying an asset, we're thinking in decades. We're not looking at a deal and going to flip it out in 2 years. Am I comfortable 5 or 6 years from now owning an asset in this market? If I am, that's part of the buy right criteria. You've heard a little bit of our criteria. As I'm saying this, I want you guys to stop and reflect on number one, the market you're looking at. And number two, what is a good deal for you? And number three, where do you want to buy that deal?
The GDAT is a very passionate guy. So I'm going to succinctly summarize everything he just told you. Nail your market. Number one, one market, get clear on it. Two, have clear buying criteria, your buy right criteria, vintage, the age of the building, median income, population growth, type of construction. We love two-story townhomes. Okay. Those are the things we're looking for. Be ready to close when the deal comes your way, because you might not get another chance with that broker. Be prepared, have a credibility book, be ready to go, have your financing lined up, because he may not give you another at bat if you screw it up. And tip 3.1, attend Multifamily Mastery 5 this November 5th and 6th in Orlando. Excuse me. This is at the Gaylord Palms. This is the financial vacation for smart people. This is our one event per year where we allow the general public come in. You don't have to be a student. We allow the general public to come in. It is going to be the event of the year for multifamily folks. 2 days. Look, you might find your partner there. You might find your next vendor. You might find your next deal there. So November 5th and 6th in Orlando, Multifamily Mastery 5. And as always, we believe in buying deals with the ability to hold for the long term. Okay. Gino said it best. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G Daddy, and we make it happen. We'll see you next time.